Hello everyone, my name is Brian Wright, and this time, the Shellac Stack takes to the road. What a fine way to start this edition of the Shellac Stack. That's Slim Lamar Southerners and a tune called Happy, written by Jim Rush and recorded in Memphis, Tennessee on September 4th, 1928 for the Victor label, issued on Victor 21710. Slim Lamar had a fantastic band. He was originally from New Orleans, and so were most of his musicians, but he spent most of his career, at least at the time he was doing any recording, in Memphis, Tennessee, and made a handful of sides for the Victor label in the late 20s, and I'm very happy to have found that one. No pun intended. Great, great record. Welcome to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And this time, since it is the middle of summer and a lot of people are on the road traveling around, I thought it might be fun to spend a program listening to records that were made on the road, so to speak. You know, in the 19-teens and 20s, virtually all recording in the United States was being done in New York City. And later in the mid-20s, a couple of labels established secondary studios in the Chicago area. And then a little bit later in the 20s, some started recording regularly in California as well. But for most of the early 20th century, virtually all records were made in the New York City area. But as early as the early 20s, around 1920 and 21, the major labels like Victor and Columbia, and then later Brunswick, started sending out portable recording units, trucks with recording equipment, to far-off places across the United States. And I thought it might be fun to spend today's program listening to records that the Victor Company made outside of New York and Chicago outside of those major areas. So we're going to be touring the United States, as it were, from records made all over the place in the 1920s. And we're going to focus specifically on records made in the late 1920s on this program. So we started in Memphis, and we're going to drive over now to St. Louis, Missouri, for this next record made by Herbert Berger's Coronado Hotel Orchestra, recorded on December 2nd, 1925. And this is the flip side of a famous George Olsen record, Horses. And most people probably don't pay too much attention, although I think this side is maybe even a little bit better. Victor 19977, the tune is called Who's Who Are You? And it's a hot little number with some great solos. And we're going to follow that with a record made the very same day, December 2nd, 1925, in Dearborn, Michigan, in Henry Ford's Experimental Recording Laboratory. We'll hear Henry Ford's old-time dance orchestra play a schottische. They call it nothing on the label except schottische. So two records made December 2nd, 1925, in two different parts of the country, starting in St. Louis, with Herbert Berger's Coronado Hotel Orchestra. Thank you. And there you have two records made on the very same day in different parts of the country, December 2nd, 1925. First in St. Louis, we heard Herbert Berger's Coronado Hotel Orchestra, Victor 19977, Who's Who Are You? Was the title, and that may have featured a very young Pee-wee Russell playing clarinet in the lineup. After that, it was Henry Ford's Old Time Dance Orchestra in Henry Ford's Experimental Recording Laboratory in Dearborn, Michigan, and a thing just credited on the label as Schottische. And if you know much about Henry Ford, you know that in the mid-20s, he was active not only promoting his cars, but also promoting his vision of classic old-time American music. He was sponsoring fiddling contests at his dealerships nationwide and sponsored a series of recordings for Victor and for Edison and also for Columbia of his old-time dance orchestra playing Schottische's waltzes and other old-time, so to speak, dance forms. He was moderately successful, and I think through his campaigning, we saw the emergence of things like the White Top Folk Festival and some others on into the 1930s. Henry Ford may have been a little misguided or a little bit fueled by a sense of nostalgia for something that may not have really existed, but we'll leave that there and not get too much into it. Anyway, we're going to continue now with a recording made on location at Harvard by Victor, recorded in Brattle Hall, there in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on October 28th, 1926. This is the Harvard University Band, directed by Ambrose Francis Keeley, credited only as A.F. Keeley on the label. Victor 20354, a sprightly thing, a march called Up the Street. Well, from the campus of Harvard University, we're going to head west now, all the way to California for a couple of sessions recorded in late April of 1927. First, we find the Victor portable recording truck at the Clift Hotel in San Francisco, where they recorded a number of acts, including singer Maurice J. Gunsky, and for time considerations, I had to cut that record, but I'm going to play you one by Kane's Hawaiians, recorded April 27th, Victor 20702. Ooh, nice palindromic number there. Anyway, this is Hilo, Hawaiian March, and it gets pretty hot towards the end. After that, we'll head from San Francisco down to Los Angeles for a recording by a group called The Rounders, which was a male vocal group, kind of in the mold of The Revelers, but a little bit different. Male voices with piano, Victor 20696. We'll hear a pop tune of late, early 1927, called Hello Cutie. So two from California now, starting with Kane's Hawaiians.
Smile at me, do-do-do-do. Can't you see I love you so? tutti frutti, yo. A little beauty, hello. Cutie, hello. Cutie.
Hello, cutie, you're so sweet. Hello, cutie, I repeat. You've got that certain something I adore. Don't say that's all there is no more. Cause I'm lovesick, gosh, oh gee. Can't you see I want you so?
Won't you please, okay, it's let me hear you say it. Hello, cutie, hello, 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 cutie, howdy do. Hello, cutie, how are you? You've got that certain something I adore, that certain something I've been waiting for. Show your dimples, smile at me. Can't you see I love you so? Oh, please don't tantalize me. Can't you analyze me? Hello, cutie. Hello, yo, no, don't, don't.
And there you have a fun vocal group called The Rounders, recording in Los Angeles on April 29th, 1927 for Victor Records, issued on Victor 20696. The tune was Hello Cutie. And before that, from 2 days earlier, we heard Kane's Hawaiians with some marvelous, marvelous Hawaiian guitar, Hilo Hawaiian March, recorded in the Clift Hotel in San Francisco. And I believe the Clift Hotel is still standing. Well, in case you missed the notice earlier, missed the announcement, or tuned out or zoned out or whatever, this time on the Shellac Stack, we're listening to recordings of the late 1920s made by Victor's portable recording units around the country, sides recorded far outside the normal centers for recording activity, those being New York and Chicago. So we've heard in Tennessee, Missouri, Michigan, Massachusetts, and California, and now probably the most remote recording location that I've yet come across. This is a side made by Ernest Loomis's orchestra, directed by Earl Donaldson, a group that Brian Rust called one of the greatest of the great unknowns. They made just a couple of sides in the Hotel Finland in Butte, Montana, in early June of 1927. And they're fairly rare. I suspect that these were probably only sold regionally, and nevertheless, I was happy to find this one. A timeless CD came out a couple of years ago called Jazz is Where You Find It, and they featured one selection by Ernest Loomis's orchestra, a thing called Sweet Someone, which is one side of this record, but I'm going to flip it over and give you the other side, which is called Do You Love Me? Not the same as the thing recorded by the Contours years later. But this is Victor 20755, Ernest Loomis's orchestra, and Do You Love Me?
Thank you.
What an unusual and yet delightful record that is. Ernest Loomis's orchestra, it says on the label Earl Donaldson Director, and a thing called Do You Love Me, recorded in the mezzanine level of the Finland Hotel all the way up in Butte, Montana on June 3rd, 1927. I just think that's a terrific record. The band supposedly also recorded the Tiger Rag at that same session, but it was unissued. How I'd love to hear their arrangement of that. Well, from Butte, Montana, we travel forward in time 3 months and across the country to Savannah, Georgia, for a record made August 24th, 1927. This is Carl T. Sprague. He came from Texas originally, served in World War I, and then in the early 1920s got involved in radio as sort of a cowboy singer, and traveled up to Camden, New Jersey in 1925 or early 26 to make his very first records. And what he was doing in Savannah, Georgia in August of 1927, I'm not entirely sure. He ultimately went back to Texas, where he lived out the rest of his life, performing all the way into the 1960s. He died, I believe, in 1979. But we're going to hear the side he made in August of 1927 in Savannah. It's called Rounded Up in Glory. And this, I think, has to be one of the most acoustically interesting Victor records I've come across from that time. It sounds like this Savannah session was held in a large auditorium or something. I believe the same session also produced a notable jazz piano record, a thing called the Dewdrop Alley Stomp by Sugar Underwood. And it sounds neat. I mean, just the sound of the space is neat. It's not that usual, customary, dead-end studio. Anyway, enough of me talking. Let's just listen to it. Carl T. Sprague now, Rounded Up in Glory. And after that, we'll head to Charlotte, North Carolina, but I won't give you too many other details. Here we go. Carl T. Sprague.
I've been thinking today, as my thoughts began to stray, of your memory worth more to me than gold. As you ride across the plains, mid the sunshine and the rain, you'll be rounded up in glory by and by. You'll be rounded up in glory by and by. You'll be rounded up in glory by and by. When the milling time is o'er and you will stampede no more, when he rounds you up within the master's fold. As you ride across the plains with the cowboys at their fin, and the storms and the lightning flashing by, we shall meet to part no more there upon that golden shore, when he rounds you up with glory by and by. You'll be rounded up in glory by and by. You'll be rounded up in glory by and by. When the milling time is o'er and you will stampede no more, when he rounds you up within the master's fold. May we lift our voices high to that sweet by and by, and be known by the brandings of the Lord. For his property we are, and he'll know us from afar, when he rounds us up in glory by and by. You'll be rounded up in glory by and by. You'll be rounded up in glory by and by. When the milling time is o'er and you will stampede no more, when he rounds you up within the mountain.
streets of gold. Oh, she's gone to walk those streets of gold. And I can't stay here by myself. I have no loving mother now. I have no loving mother now. Oh, I have no loving mother now. And I can't stay here by myself. Someday I'll join her over there. Someday I'll join her over there. Oh, someday I'll join her over there. For I can't stay here by myself. I have no loving mother now. I have no loving mother now. For I have no loving mother now. And I can't stay here by myself.
And there you have Sounds Committed to Wax in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 12, 1927. Kelly Harrell and Henry Norton singing and playing I Have No Loving Mother Now from Victor 20935. Before that, recorded a dozen days later in Savannah, Georgia, we heard Carl T. Sprague, one of the earliest singing cowboys, and a tune called Rounded Up in Glory, issued on Victor 20932. Both of those I was very fortunate to find as part of a store stock collection of Victor 78, so they're in nice shape and play pretty well. Sound very, very good, I think. What they called at the time Hillbilly Records, that was the term that the record companies used to record and market these things, and we've got one more of them for you now. Recorded a couple months later on October 18th, 1927, Victor was back in Georgia, in Atlanta this time. And in this case, they recorded Gilliam Grayson, Gilliam Grayson and Henry Witter. And this is Victor 21189 and a traditional tune called Handsome Molly.
In London or some other seaport town, I'd step my foot in a steamboat, I'd sail this ocean round.
Handsome Molly!
Yee-hoo! While sailing around the ocean, while sailing around the sea, I'd think of Handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Of course I would!
Sunday, she passed me on by. I saw her mind was changing by the roving of her eye.
Handsome Molly! Oh, you little Molly!
Don't you remember, Molly, when you give me your right hand? You said if you ever married, that I'd be the man. Your promise, go home with who you please, while my poor heart is aching here lying at your ease.
Come here, Molly.
Hair was black as a raven, her eyes as black as coal. Her cheeks was like lilies out in the morning glow.
Prettiest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Gilliam Grayson and Henry Witter, and a traditional tune called Handsome Molly, recorded for Victor in Atlanta, Georgia, October 18th, 1927, Victor 21189. Great record. Well, if old time and country and what they called hillbilly music is not quite your cup of tea, don't worry, we're back to the dance bands now, and something recorded in the Baltimore Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, on December 15th, 1927. This is Victor 21173, Jack Crawford and his orchestra. Jack Crawford, who kind of looked a little like Paul Whiteman, a big guy with a little mustache, made just a handful of records for Victor, all in 1927, and I love every last one of them. One of the records that his band made was Baltimore, which was issued on Victor 20994, the flip side of Gene Goldkett's famous recording of Clementine from New Orleans. But this is a different one. This one is called Kiss and Make Up, and just a real snappy sound this band has. I was recently in Kansas City and went looking for the Baltimore Hotel just to see if I could put a place to the record. And unfortunately, I discovered that the Baltimore Hotel was torn down in 1940 or thereabouts. It used to be a real opulent, very fancy hotel in Kansas City. And there's some pictures you can find on the web showing the various themed rooms in the Baltimore Hotel. The Egyptian-themed room, I think they might have had a French-themed room. I mean, very lavish, very elegant-looking. And unfortunately, the Depression was not so kind to the hotel, and their once booming business dwindled rapidly, and they were forced to close, and then the place was torn down only about 12 years after this record was made. But we'll hear that, and we'll follow that with a recording made in the Memphis Auditorium, back to Memphis, Tennessee, and February 6th of 1928 for the Macedonia Quartet. Again, I don't know too much about them, but they do a marvelous rendition of a song called I Have Been Redeemed. First, though, here's Jack Crawford and a tune called Kiss and Make Up. Thank you.
by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, saved and satisfied I am. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, I'm an actual fact. When I get to heaven, I ain't coming back. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
Well,
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Saved and satisfied I am. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
If you get there before I do,
look out for me, I'm coming too. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Saved and satisfied I am. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
As I went down in the valley for to pray,
I got happy and empty all day. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
Well,
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Saved and satisfied I am. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
Oh, the devil he thought.
Oh, the devil he thought that he had me fast, that he had me fast.
Oh, the devil he thought.
Oh, the devil he thought that he had me fast, that he had me fast. Oh, the devil he thought that he had me fast. But I broke his chains and I'm free at last. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Saved and satisfied I am. All my sins I'm taken away, taken away, taken away.
And there you have the Macedonia Quartet. A real lively bunch they are. Recorded on February 6, 1928, in the Memphis Auditorium in Memphis, Tennessee. Victor 21576, another record I was very fortunate to find as part of a store stock collection of Victor records of the late 20s a couple years back. So it sounds real nice. I Have Been Redeemed, it's called. Before that, Jack Crawford and his orchestra, recording in Kansas City, Missouri at the Baltimore Hotel in December of 1927, Kiss and Make Up. Another terrific record. Well, where has the time gone? I can't believe we're already towards the end of today's stack of 78s. As always, I thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company for these records of the 19-teens, 20s, and 30s. I had a lot more records picked out that I wanted to play on today's program, but I guess they'll have to wait until next time, or else we'd be here all day. But I do have a lot more records from around the country recorded in far-off places, or perhaps not so far off in your case. If you'd like to hear more of them, just drop me a line. You can send me an email, address it to shellacstack@gmail.com, or better yet, visit my website for the Shellac Stack program. You can go to shellacstack.com or my own site, briansright.com, or just Google Shellac Stack if you forget how to find it. Wherever you get this podcast from, there should be a link to email me. Let me know where you're listening to the program from, if you would, and let me know if you have any requests. I have a couple requests in the can for future programs from some friends who have written to me, so I promise I will be getting to those. In the meantime, I have one more record for you today, and this goes out to my friend Joe Bussum in Cincinnati, Ohio, because that is where this record was recorded on June 11th, 1930. probably my favorite record by Henry Thies and his orchestra, a group that recorded early on for Vocalion and Jeanette, and then in the Electric era made a handful of sides for the Victor label, and the subject of a forthcoming CD on Rivermont, I might add. Henry Thies and his orchestra, Victor 22476, terrific record with a marvelous, marvelous vocal trio. This thing is called Here Comes Emily Brown. And as Emily Brown comes, I go. So I wish you farewell, and I will see you next time. Here's Henry Thies. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Here comes Emily Brown.